18 million stories make up the treasure trove that is the Australian Museum. I'm Frank Howarth, Director of the Museum. Come with me while we bring to life one of those stories. When we think of frogs, we more often think of something that we're going to find in the pond at the bottom of the garden or read to our kids about in Grimm's fairy tale with frog princes. But we don't usually associate frogs with vampires, and we never associate frogs with flying. But one of the Australian Museum's research scientists, Dr. Jodie Rowley, has found a new species of frog in Vietnam that does indeed fly, and when it's a tadpole phase, has two little horny growths either side of its mouth that look really like a vampire. So we have the amazing vampire flying frog. Its biological name is Rhizophorus vampirus, named after that vampire-like feature at the front of its mouth. These frogs are amazing because they don't live in ponds in the garden. They actually live in trees. They live quite high in trees. They live in little holes in the side of the trees. It's where they breed. They'll lay their eggs in little pools that collect in parts of trees. But they live high in the tree canopy in the mountains of Vietnam. The vampire flying frog is a little frog about 10 centimetres long, and unlike most frogs, which we think of slightly dumpy, this one's quite flat, and it has quite significant webbing between its very long toes on its forelimbs and its back legs. All of that helps the little frogs glide between trees and from the trees to the ground. When you see one, not particularly brightly coloured, but that's camouflage on the top of the trees, but a frog that can get away quickly if it needs to. Frogs are interesting animals because they're very good indicators of environmental health. If things go wrong, the frogs go away. And in fact, it's a common test for a healthy pond is if you can hear the frogs calling at night. If there's no frogs, there's probably something seriously wrong with that waterway, whether it's a pond, a river, or indeed a lake. At the moment, that frog community in Vietnam is good. There are a lot of frogs there, but like many parts of the world, those communities are under threat. They can be large threats like changes in climate, which might alter the altitude at which the frogs can live. More directly, frogs and those that live around them in forests are vulnerable to land clearing or forest burning. Those sort of things are not good for the organisms that live there, and it's really all the more important that we have good national parks and good approaches to how we both understand and protect incredible things like the vampire flying frog that live in interesting parts of the world.